Thanks for being willing to play.
You're welcome.
How's the laughter going? You ready to start?
Yeah, ready to start laughing. Yeah.
So anytime you want to laugh, just go ahead.
Okay. Yeah,
that'd be all right?
Yep, that's fine. Yep.
So do you have any particular way that you've discovered today or previously that you like to go into hypnosis or meditate? Or?
Yeah, usually when I meditate, I start with a progressive muscle relaxation, or I just start feeling the relaxation in my body.
And I'm wondering if you already begun to notice any of that relaxation in your body?
Yeah, probably in my feet I can start to feel them a bit.
So if you were to just notice that, that's good. And then as you continue, already your breathing is just that little bit slower. That's it. And you can enjoy the way that you're blinking differently. And it might even amuse you to notice the tendency of your eyes to close. It's funny the way they can just close, and you can let that happen. And even though you can move, you don't need to shift any part of your body unless you do. You don't need to listen to me. Don't need to pay attention to anything except what's relevant for you, helpful for you, or perhaps amusing for you. And there's something about the muscles of your face. That's right. That as you allow yourself to and it could be interesting for you to notice something around the corners of your mouth. Something in the pit of your stomach, like being tickled. Or are you ticklish?
Very.
Okay, well, I'm not going to tickle you, but you can feel tickled without anyone tickling you, because you know the experience of being tickled. And there may be something about that sense of ticklishness that you could find intriguing, that you could find enjoyable. There may be something about that experience which could be helpful to you. And what I say is unimportant. Because this is your experience, not mine. And that feeling of relaxation can be still part of something that can connect with you. That can affect you. That you can discover. And you don't need to know what I mean. Because the meaning of my words are so unimportant compared with the way that you can find something in this experience. that can tickle you. In ways that are helpful to you. One definition of humour is tragedy plus time, and things happen. And then we look back and we can be tickled by how upset we were. And the upset was real and right and proper. But later we can be tickled. We can laugh at it. And somehow the experience of being gentle but this wasn't to be helpful to you. We were just wanting to explore a way for you to find your own way of experiencing hypnosis. And you're demonstrating that so very nicely. So very naturally and effortlessly. And I wonder if there's anything else that you might want to have happen in this experience. Anything that you might want me to say? Or anything that you might want to say? Oh, good. And what's it like when you are completing a meditation? How do you sort of round that off? What do you do? Uh-huh. Just like that. It's nice to know that you know what to do, is it not? You don't have to learn anything different. You already know what to do. Do you think you'll be able to get your eyes open? You won't if you try and force it. That's right, when you let them open, they know exactly how to open. Mm. And it's like learning anything if you try and force it. But when you open yourself to learning, it's just there.
I thought they were stuck.
You thought they were stuck. They were. They were stuck. Because you were trying to force them open.
My head couldn't shake.
It couldn't.
Stuck.
Particularly if you tried to make it. Mm. But when you're gentle with your eyes or with your head and you let that happen, then it happens naturally. Is that a place we might stop?
Thank you.
Thank you for being willing to run the risk of being exterminated.
On camera.
On camera.
Yeah, wow.